There are times when the stars align. When fate meets with fate. And in this union is born a miracle. What you are about to witness is one such miracle. This is a tale of love and loss. This is a tale of life and death. This is My Immortal.
Welcome back to My Immortal. It is now time for us to read My Immortal, because that's what we do here.
Okay.
Anyways.
Chapter 34.
No, I get to say that one.
Say it.
Chapter 34. Author's note.
Okay, no, don't like that.
Author's note. Start the frick up, preps. Have you even read the story? You are probably all just preps and posers, so frick you. Thanks to Raven for the help. I told you that she is helping still.
I guess, but not very well.
No, she's not. She's kind of like...
Just in
like
the background now.
Looking, and she's like, yeah, it looks like there's pretty much all words in here. These look like words. I woke up in the coffin the next day. Draco was gone. I got up and put on a black tight sexy dress, there's three S's, that was all ripped at the end. There was red corset stuff going up the front and the back, and it came up to my knees. There was a slit in the dress, like in Mr. and Mr. Smith.
Simth.
I can't even read it wrong
Mr.
anymore.
Mr. and Mr. Simth.
I put on black fishnets and black Stilton boots. Boots. Why is there a dash in between boots, in between the two O's and boots? I don't understand. Suddenly, Sirius cocked on the door. I hopped it.
How did you know it was Sirius?
Hi, Ibony, he said. Guess what? You have to come to Professor Sinistor's office.
Okay, wait. I think she knew it was Sirius cocking on the door because he has a special way of cocking.
He's very good at cocking. Okay, I said in the brisked voice. I had wanted to frick Draco or maybe listen to MCR or Evanescence. I came anyway. So what the frick happened to Snipe and Lupin? I asked Sirius flirtily.
What? This guy's old enough to be her father.
You know, he is Vampire's father, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
I freaking tortured them, he answered in a sarcastic, statistic way. They're in Abkhazian now, lol. I guess St. Mango's isn't Abkhazian then.
So what is St. Mango's?
I don't know.
It's a mental hospital?
Maybe?
I laughed evilly. Maybe she just watched the third movie. And she finally knows what the wizarding prison is. Where are Draco and Vampyra, I muttered. They are excused from school today, Sodomize moaned sexily. Oh. Right now, they're watching The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Again? Like, they watched it like three days ago.
No, that was a different one.
No, they watched Nightmare Before Christmas. They also watched The Corpse Bride.
Yeah, that's right.
No, that was only Vampire that watched it.
We went into the office. Professor Sinister was there. She was wearing a gothic black dress that was all ripped all over, and kind of like the one Amy Lee wears in this pic. HTTP. Wait. It's just the http/.
There's no link.
And then it says she was drinking some Voldemort syrup.
Oh no! The continuity.
She took a defensive and a time turner. Inubi, you will have to do another session now. Also, I need you to get me the cure for being addicted, she said sadly. Good luck, Fangs. And then I jumped into the Princiv again. Suddenly, I looked around. I was in the Great Hall eating Count Chocula.
Wait, so when she jumps back in time, does it take her, like, to a place where she's just in the middle of doing something? It doesn't just spawn her somewhere?
Like, she's just literally go in the where middle she already of was. Something? Like, whenever she jumped in the pensive, she doesn't go to that place.
Maybe
that's
had...
what I think it would, like, that's how I feel like it would be.
Maybe she had the Count Chocula with her when she jumped into
the
pensive.
Oh, she already had the Count Chocula.
She was already in the Great Hall.
Yeah. Does nobody eat in this universe? Like, at the beginning of the book she did, but like you never heard her eat anything.
Count Chocula. She just drinks blood constantly. I think that's her food.
It was morning, spelled like, you know, sad morning. I was sitting next to Satan.
That's Voldemort, I forgot.
On the table was a tall gothic man with long black hair, pale skin, and blue eyes, wearing a suit and black Converse shoes. He looked just like Charlin Manson. Oh, it's supposed to be Marilyn Manson. I noticed he was drinking a portent. Who's he? I asked. Oh, that's Professor Slutborn.
Wait. So, what was the misspelling a while back?
For what?
Hold on, let me see that.
Converse?
Not Converse.
Gothic?
Oh, Charlin Manson. How do you mess that up? The C is like on the other side of the keyboard from the M.
It doesn't matter. It didn't happen. I don't know what you're talking about. He's the portents teacher. Bonnie? Yeah, I asked. Did you know that Marilyn Manson is playing at Hogsmeade tonight? And they are showing The Exorcist at the movies before that.
Wait. Were they not, did they not just confirm it used to be called Hogsment? Like, not even two chapters ago?
Yeah, they did, you're right.
It's not called Hogsmeade yet, yeah? Apparently.
Well, do you want to go to the contort and the movie with me?
That was it?
Why do you always the one with the chapters? I don't understand, like with the names.
Chapter 35, Ghost of You. Author's note, thanks to Susie for the idea. You rock, frick off preps. Thanks to Raven for the help, you rock girl. P.S. I'm going to end the story really soon, so frick you. Oh yeah, and if you know any gothic names, please tell me, because I need one for Sirius. Bangs.
She said the story's gonna end really soon, but we still have 9 chapters.
She lied.
I went into the common room, thinking of Satan. Suddenly, I gasped. Draco was there.
What?
I grasped. He locked as hot as ever, wearing black leather pants. A black Lonkin Prack t-shirt and black eyeliner. I don't think there was a single word spelled correctly in there except for the word eyeliner.
Raven, you failed at your job.
Hold up. All of them are misspelled except for eyeliner.
No, t-shirt, the word and.
This is t-shirt.
Oh, you're right. The word and the word a. Pants.
Draco, what the frick are you dong? I gasped. Huh? He asked. That's 3 gasps in 3 paragraphs. Then I remembered. It wasn't Draco. It was Lucan. He still had 2 arms. He only has 1?
I didn't realize he had
Since
less
when?
Than 2 arms. Maybe he has more. Maybe now he has like 4 or like 5.
Oh, hi, Lucian, I said. I'm Ebony, the new student. Lol, we shook hands. Yeah, Satan told me about you, Lucian said. He pinted to a group of sexy gothic guys. They were sitting on a corner cutting. It was Sirius, Vampire's dad, and... Snap! All of them were wearing black eyeliner and black good shraloot band shirts. Listen, I'm in a goth band with those guys, he said. We're playing tonight at the Marilyn Manson show as backup. Really? I asked. Yeah, he said. We're called X Black X Tier X. I play the gutter.
Where?
X Black X Tier X. I play the gutter. Spartacus plays the drums, he said, pointing to him. Snap plays the bass, and James plays the guitar, to an even foe. We call him Samaro, after Samara in the ring.
Guitar was the only correctly spelled instrument.
I think it's supposed to say even do.
That was, like, another language.
Yeah, it was. Hey, boys, I told them. They gave me Death Touch Sin. Suddenly, I gasped again. But you don't have a lead singer, I asked. Lucian looked Dawn sadly. We used to, but she did. She contempted suicide by silting her wrists.
Was she a vampire?
Clearly not. So then, she would have only died with a CRO. So
they know
no way I'm saying that out loud.
They know
Draco
the
died by slitting his wrists.
They know the consequences of slitting their wrists, and yet they were all sitting on the side of like on the side and cutting.
Well, they're all vampires.
Are they? Was that specified?
I'm pretty sure Lucian and Sirius are. Because they were drinking blood when they were torturing Snap and Lupin by pokering
That's
them.
True.
The Black Knights.
Oh my freaking gosh, that's so freaking sad, I gasped. It's okay, but we need a new lead black person, Samaro said. Well, I said, I'm in a bonad myself. Really? Asked Snap. I couldn't believe it. He used to be gothic. Yeah, we're called Bloody Gothic Rose 666. Do you want to hear me sing? Yeah, said everyone. So the guys took out their guitars. They began to play a song by, get it, 'cause bi guys are so sexy? Gurn Day.
Where did they have their guitars stored?
They just had them.
Well, I mean, the band was all together. I'm assuming they were getting ready for practice or something.
They were just doing a pre-practice wrist slitting.
Is it like a good luck thing?
I walk this empty stretch on the boulevard of broken dreams, I sang sexily. I did not own the lyrics to that song.
I actually know how that one goes.
Yeah, I do know that one, but...
just like one song.
The reason I didn't sing that part was because it's just so misspelled. I had to like...
almost I got it. I'll do it.
I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams.
Yeah!
Encore! Everyone gasped. Anopabe, will you join the band? Pulls! One begged Lucian, Samoro, Sirius, and Snap. Okay, I shrugged. Are we going to play tonight? Yeah, they said. Okay, I said, but I knew that I had to get a new outfit. I walked outside, wondering how I could go forward in time. Suddenly, someone jumped in front of me. It was Morty McFly! He was wearing a black mad t-shirt and black baggy jeans. What the heck are you doing here? I asked. I will help you go forward in time, Anobi, he said seriously. Then, he took out a black Tim machine. I went into it and... suddenly, I was forward in Tim!
No way!
He was forward in Tim.
Where did Morty McFly come from, and how does she know who he is?
And how did he just take out a black time machine if she went into it? Did he just have it in his pocket? And then
just,
like...
no, just add water. It was dehydrated.
Oh, he was a dehydrated time machine.
Chapter 36. Arthur's note. I said, stop flaming, okay? I bet you were all probably old 70-year-olds. P.S. Porter says you're a prep. I don't know what that means.
I hope I live to be 70.
Oh yeah, and thanks to Raven for the help. Have fun in England, girl.
She's in England.
Wait,
apparently.
Where was Longden? Oh, that was when his brother got shot.
I looked around in a depressed way. Suddenly, I saw Professor Sinister, Bloody Mary, Socrates, and Draco. Vampire
Socrates.
And Willow were there too.
I think that's supposed to be Sirius.
Sirius, yeah. Oh my freaking gosh, Sirius. I saw you and Samaro and Snip and everyone. I can't believe Snap used to be gothic. Yeah, I know, Sirius said sadly. Oh, hey there, girl, said Professor Trevely.
They used to be friends and Sirius literally tortured him.
Oh, hey there, girl,
Professor Trevely said in an emo voice, drinking some Voldemort serum.
Why does she keep drinking Voldemort serum?
Hi, Fricker, I said. Listen, Satan asked me out to a gothic concert and a cornet, I guess, cornet, and a movie, so I need to sex a new outfit for the date. Also, I'm playing in a gothic band, so I need an outfit for that, too. Oh, my Satan! Get it, lols, because she's gothic, gasped Bloody Mary. Want to go to Hot Topic to shop for our outfit? Oh my freaking gosh, let's have a group cutting session, said Professor Trevelry.
Professor Trevelry, what kind of a role model is she?
Oh wait, I said it wrong.
Oh my freaking gosh, let's have a group cutting session.
Anyways.
Why would she, what, okay, but seriously.
The group cutting session?
Professor Trevelry, what is wrong with this lady?
I think it's kind of like acupuncture, I told you, punctured.
Like I said, is this like a social thing? Is it a cultural thing that just vampires do?
I guess. I can't freaking wait for that, but we gotta get some stuff first, said Willow. Yeah, we need to get some portions for Professor Trevery so she won't be addicted to Voldemort serum anymore. And also, some love potion for Anobi, Draco said resultantly. Well, we have potions class now, Willow said, so let's go. We went sexily to potions class.
They're about to go to a class, so that's 6 classes to 5 concerts. But she's about to go to another concert.
We went sexily to potions class. But Snap wasn't there. Instead, it was Cornelio Frick!
That's my favorite misspelling of his name.
Hey, where the frick is Dumbledore? Draco shoved angrily.
Wait, what? What do you mean Dumbledore? This is supposed to be Snape's class.
Oh, right! Don't you mean Snap?
Sorry, Snap.
Shut the frick up, shouted Cornelia Frick.
Wait, she misspelled his name again?
Yeah, two times.
He's in Abkhazan now with Snape and Lupin. Wait. Oh, Dumbledore is in Abkhazan.
Oh.
With Snip and Lupin.
For
he's
what?
Old and weak, he has cancer. Now do your work.
Wait, so they put him in jail because he's old and weak and has cancer?
They didn't decide he could just retire and get a pension or...
Did he get paid in general? Like, what's the...
He had to go to jail.
Do any of these teachers get paid? Let's be honest. There doesn't seem to be a high vetting process considering most of them have something wrong with them.
And also considering, like, you know, they're all, like, they were... What?
I'm just laughing, thinking about the fact... I was about to say all of them have something wrong with them except Lupin, but then I remember, no, Lupin has something wrong with him,
too. Yeah, Lupin has something very wrong with him. He's a literal werewolf.
Yeah, well, that's not even mentioned at all in this.
Canonically, in Azkaban, they will use the Dementors to suck the happiness out of them. So, Dumbledore, this old, frail man who has Alzheimer's and cancer, is getting that happiness sucked out of him every day.
Oh my gosh! So, like, his life already sucks and they just made it worse.
My friends and I talked Arngali. Can you believe Snap used to be Gothic? Vampire asked surprisedly. That's it! Cornelio Frick shooted angrily. I'm getting Professor Bridge!
Professor who?
Bridge? I think it's supposed to be Umbridge.
Oh.
He stomped out angrily. Me, friends, and I began talking again. I began to drink some blood mixed with beer. Suddenly, I saw Hargit in the cupboard. What the freak is he doing? I asked. Then I looked at Draco. He was wearing tons of eyeliner, and he looked sexier than ever. Suddenly, Hargit, what the freak are you doing? He shouted. I looked around. Hargit was putting something in my glass of blood. Darko and Vampire started to beat him up sexily.
Gosh. It's like they walked sexily to portions class.
No. While they're beating him up, they put one hip to the side and like
waggle their butt.
Yeah.
Gosh, you're such a poser, I shooted at Hagrid. Suddenly, I looked at what he was putting in the blood. It was amnesia portent.
Why is he trying to give her amnesia?
Especially from an amnesia portent. I've never even heard of one of those.
Chapter 37. Author's note. Okay, everybody, I'm gone on vacation on the 1st of July, so I'm either gonna end the fic or update it in a week. Thanks. Oh yeah, and preps stop blaming Sestori. Raven, thanks for the help. See ya, girl, after vacation. Darko's point of view, lol. Vampire and I chained Hagrid to the floor. Oh my freaking Satan, Anobi said. She was so hot. Maybe I could use amnesia potion to make Satan fall in love with me faster. But you are so sexy and wonderful anyway, Tata, said Vampire. Why would you need it?
Was she trying to spell Tara?
I think it's Tara. You misspelled her own name. To make everything go faster, lol, said Anobi. But you won't have to do it with him or anything, will you? I asked jealously. Oh my freaking gosh, you guys are so scary, said Brittany, a freaking prep. Shut the frick up, said Willow. Okay, well, anyway, let's go to Professor Trevely's room. Draco, Ebori, and I went to Professor Sinister's room. Professor Sinister wasn't there. Instead, Tom Ridd was. Oh, hi, Frickers, he said. Listen, I got you some cool new clothes. I took out the clothes from the bag. It was a gothic black leather miniskirt that said 666 on the back, black Stilton boots, blood red fishnets, and a black corset. Oh my gosh, fangs, I said, hugging him in a gothic way. I took the clothes in the bag. Wait, are we back on Ebony's point of view?
I don't know.
Okay, Professor Sinister isn't her. What the frick should we do? Asked Draco. Yes, it is back in Ebony's point of view. Suddenly, he looked at a sign on the black wall. Oh my freaking Satan! I screamed as I read it. On it said, everyone, Professor Sinister is away. She is too gothic. She is an Azkahabian now. Classes shall be taught by Dumbledore, who is back. But he shall not be principal for now. Sincerely, Professor Rumbridge. So Dumbledore was put in prison and taken out on the same day?
I guess. And now I guess his cancer and his old age and his Alzheimer's means nothing.
It's just overlooked.
At least they got rid of the horrible role model.
Maybe the Dementors fixed it.
Dumbledore isn't any better of a role model.
But at least he's not the principal now.
Oh my freaking gosh, I shouted angrily. How could they do that? Suddenly, Dumbledore came. What the heck are you doing in my office? He began to shoot angrily. Suddenly, I saw Morty McFly's black Tim machine. I jumped seductively into it, leaving Draco and Vampire. Suddenly, I was back in Tim. I looked around. It was Professor Slutborn's face. I sneaked around. Suddenly, I saw the amnesia potion on his desk. It was black, with blood-red pentagrams in it. It was the shape of a cross. I put it in my pocket. Suddenly, the door opened. It was Professor Slutgorn. Oh my gosh, what are you doing, Fricker? He shouted angrily. I don't know what the frick you are doing, I shouted angrily. Oh, sorry, I was just looking around because I thought it was class, you said, finally hoping he couldn't see the potion in your pocket. Why don't we just switch to second person?
Oh no, that's weird.
Okay, you can go now, said Professor Slutborn. You went to the conmen room after putting on my clothes. Silas, Samaro, and Stab were there, practicing Vampires Will Never Hurt You by MCR. Oh, hi, you guys, it said seductively. Where's Satan? Oh, he's coming, said Sirius. By the way, you can call me Hades now.
Suddenly, she found a name for
him. She found a gothic name. Suddenly, Satan came. He was wearing a smexy black leather Jackson, black Congress shoes. What is a Congress? Is it Converse?
I think so, yeah.
A Slipknot t-shirt and a black tie. Okay, I will see you guys at the concert, I said, and then I went with Satan.
Chapter 38.
It's just, it's slowly like getting devolving worse. Into just madness. It's madness. I can barely understand what I'm reading.
It's just getting worse and worse. I don't understand. And the Voldemort serum hasn't even come in,
done anything. Yeah, she was addicted to Voldemort serum, but then she was put in prison, so I guess we can forget about that.
Author note, what does everyone think of if I end the story and then I add some more to it after vocation? Oh, yeah, and some preps, stop flaming. If you do not like that story, then take my quiz, okay? Then you will see if you're Gothic or not. There's 4 sixes in this divider. I'm sorry, I just had to point that out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Satan and I walked to his car. It was a black car with pentagrams all over it.
What's with black cars in this? There's not a single car that isn't black.
The Tim machine is black. The knife was black. The amnesia portion is black.
Yeah, but it's in a cross. No way I'm spelling. Oh, I already.
Volximort serum is black. I think the pensive was black as well, wasn't it?
I think the pensive
was
black.
And the time turner was black. There's nothing in here that isn't, except for the paint on the Great Hall, which was pink and then black.
All right.
Okay, I love the idea of, like, Dumbledore wants to seem gothic, so he paints the entire Great Hall pink and then realizes, wait a minute, no, it needs to be black, and then he paints over it really thin.
My bad, I'm sorry, I forgot that gothic people didn't like the color pink.
Anyways, it was a black car with pentagrams all over it. On the license plate, it said 666, just like Draco's car.
Oh my gosh, is he driving Voldemort's car?
I went in it seductively. Stan started to drive it. Stan.
Stan is a normal name, finally.
We talked about Satanism. Lols, he was named after Satan. Cutting, music, and being gothic.
You just talk about being gothic. So, what do you think about being gothic?
What about cutting? Do you like that? I do it a lot. What is there to
talk about cutting? Like, yeah, I use like a 6-inch blade.
I use a black knife to poker people with.
Oh my Satan, Gerard is so freaking hot. Voldemort agreed as we smoked some weed. His bi guys are hot. They are so sensitive. I love them, lols. Goes frick a bi guy. She wants me to have sex with a bi guy.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. I will not do... I'm sorry. I can't. Lol, I totally decided not to commit suicide when I heard Helena. I said in a flirty voice.
Helena, there it is again.
Yep. Hey, Satan, do you know the cure for when people are addicted to Voldemort serum?
Well... Voldemort serum.
My goodness. Well, he thought, I think you have to drink vampire blood.
Wait, but isn't Professor Trevelyan a vampire?
She is. Suddenly, Voldemort parked the car behind a black movie theater. Satan and I walked outside. We went into the movie tether.
Together.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be like a movie theater.
Oh, maybe it's movie theater.
We went into the movie theater. Wait, where? No, they were, maybe.
We went into a movie tether where they were showing...
Where they were showing The Exorcist. That's so weird. That was hard to read.
Hold on, reread that sentence.
We went into the movie...
Do it again.
We went into the movie theater where they were showing The Exorcist. I got it right.
There we go.
In it, a boy and a girl were doing it, and suddenly a cereal spelled like breakfast...
Chocula.
Suddenly a serial killer came, lol.
How did he know it was a serial killer? They look like everyone
else. Satan and I laughed at the blood because we're sadists.
What? So you're watching somebody just get brutally murdered on TV, and it's like, oh, understand.
That's hilarious.
Like, so it's like, I understand laughing at the movie because it's like cheesy or something, but laughing because somebody is getting murdered on screen, like...
Maybe they think horror is a comedy movie.
Because they're sadists.
I don't understand that. Like, how... Like, that's just gross. Why would you think that's funny? Nothing about that is funny. Anyways, it doesn't matter. While Satan was watching the movie, I had an idea. I took Satan's gothic black Nightmare Before Christmas cigar sexily from his pocket and put some amnesia potion in it.
He's got a branded Nightmare Before Christmas cigar. And it's black?
I guess.
How much do you think that would go for on the internet?
The thing is like, once you smoke it, it's gone. Like, why would you not keep something like that? And she's putting amnesia potion on it as well. Can you even ingest a potion that way?
What if it's extremely flammable and the cigar just blows up in his face?
I guess we'll have to see what happens. I put it back in his black Emily the Strange bag. Satan turned around and started to smoke it. Black clouds with red pentagrams in them started to fly around everywhere.
Is that...
my freaking gosh, Satan said, jumping up. I gasped because I was afraid he noticed. And Obi, guess what?
That takes talent. You know, smoke rings? How about smoke pentagrams?
But he's not even... It's black clouds coming out of his mouth, and they have red pentagrams in them. I wonder if that's just part of the...
Cigar. It's like glitter. There's just glitter in it.
The thing is that Nightmare Before Christmas is not inherently, like,
gothic.
Related with the occult. So that means that he probably has some kind of off-brand, off-market cigar.
That's true. Oh my freaking gosh, Aiden said, jumping up. I gasped because I was afraid he noticed. And Obi, guess what? I knew that the amnesia potion had worked. Amnesia potion has not been invented yet, so it will not work, he said. Too bad, because I wanted to use them on you.
So, is he able to see the future?
I guess.
He hath telekinesis.
He does have telekinesis. Cool. I raised my eye suggestingly, and then he took off my clothes sexily, and we started to make out. I took off his poop. I think it's supposed to be shirt.
Oh, man.
He had a six-pack just like Gerard Way. He French.
Oh, my gosh.
Has she seen him with no shirt on?
Does every single male character in this book look like Gerard Way and Joel Madden?
Yes. There's some Armstrong guy as well.
Billy Joel Armstrong.
Yep.
Or Billy Joe Armstrong.
Excuse me, but you are going to have to leave, shouted the lady behind us. She was a prep. Frick you, I said. Suddenly, I attacked her, sucking all of her blood.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
She just killed somebody!
Wait, so does this break the, does this break the law, like the international wizarding law of secrecy?
Yeah, well, it's in Hogsmeade, though. So doesn't that mean that Gerard Way and like his entire band?
Yeah, you brought that up earlier. I'm still convinced that Voldemort is like a massive... I mean, he is a massive My Chemical Romance fan, isn't he?
I guess.
Because he's gothic. But the reason I say that is because he's able to perform the songs so well that even Ebony thinks he's Gerard Way.
Maybe he is
Gerard
Way.
Two times in a row.
Maybe he is Gerard Way.
Maybe he is. He has no nose on everything.
I guess. No! She screamed. All the preps in the theater screamed, but everyone else crapped. Satan and I looked so cute together.
You look so adorable, sucking the blood and life out of this woman.
So I'm just going to crap myself. That's what I do every time I see a cute couple.
Oh my gosh.
Satan and I started to walk outside. Zomg, how did you do that? Voldemort asked in a turned-on voice. I'm a vampire, I said as we went into the car. Seriously? He gasped. Yeah, seriously, I said, drinking some beer. Satan started to drive the car. I smelled happily. It's too bad we didn't get to see the rest of the movie, don't you think? Yeah, I said as we kissed passively. I guess they're just like...
You're driving the car! Keep your eyes on the road! Stop kissing!
Eyes on the road, man! Eyes on the road!
Satan parked in a black driveway next to the place where Draco and I had watched Good Charlotte for the first time.
Is there a driveway that isn't black? You know, like asphalt?
We went inside where Marilyn Manson was playing and started to mosh small. What were you saying?
He said, is there a driveway that isn't black? Because, I mean, it's all asphalt.
Well, there's concrete ones, so wait, they're white.
Is anything in Hogsmeade even paved?
I thought it was all cobblestone.
Wait, now that I think about it, why are there even cars? Why are there so many flying cars?
Well, now that I think about it, why does the same band still exist, like, 20 years before?
But maybe they've existed that long?
I doubt that.
Some of them look kind of young.
I did look into Hot Topic, though, and it was never called a hot issue. I don't know where that came from.
Maybe it was just her trying to be quirky.
I guess.
Anyways. Anti-people, now you've gone too far from Jesus Christ Superstar, screamed Marlin on the stage. We did the devil fingers. I started to dance really close to Satan. He was so schmexy. He looked at me all emo with his gothic red eyes, and he looked exactly like Mikey Way. Oh, I guess there's a different person that people look like occasionally.
Who's Mikey Way? Is that the brother?
Probably. I almost got an orgasm. Suddenly, Marilyn Manson stopped singing. I would like to peasant X Black Tier X, he said. I ran on stage. Lucian, Samaro, Snap, and Hades were there. Isn't Samaro Hades? Samaro is supposed to be serious,
no,
right?
No. It's James Samaro Potter. It's Harry Potter's real dad.
I thought he got kidnapped when he was young.
They started.
No, that was Bloody Mary and Navel.
Yeah.
All of the other Wesleys.
They started to play their instalments. I got on stag. Well, if you wanted honesty, that's all you had to say, I sang. I did not own the lyrics to that song. My voice sounded like a pentagram between Amy Lee and a girl version of Gerard Boy.
Okay, so... Whenever you sing, you're always going to sound better to yourself than people.
I always thought you would sound worse to yourself, honestly. Unless you're in the shower.
Yeah, I agree. Unless you, for some reason, when you're in the shower, you always sound like amazing. That's just how it works.
Maybe she was just taking a shower on stage.
Honestly, I think it's the reverb.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Everyone clapped. Satan got an eruptation.
What? He right here, right now?
I guess. I'm not okay, I sang finally. Suddenly, Lucian started playing the song Wrong by mistake. Oh my freaking gosh, yelled James. What the frick? Whoops, I'm sorry, said Lucian. You're a freaking bad person, James shouted angrily. You guys are such preps, Snap said. Come on, it was a mistake. Is that how they all like got away from being gothic?
Is that how the band
up?
Fell apart?
Yeah, it's not his fault, said Sirius. No, he ruined a freaking song, yelled Samaro. You guys stop! Chateaued angrily, but it was too late. They all began to fight. Suddenly, Samaro took out his knife. Oh my freaking gosh, no! Shouted Lucian, but it was too late. James tried to shoot off his arm.
With a knife.
And then, I jumped sexually in front of the bullet. No! Yielded everyone, but it was too late. Suddenly, everything went black.
Was that her trying to say, like,
every single time there's a chapter with a name, it's always you that reads it. I don't understand.
Do you think she was trying to end the story there because she was going on vocation?
I don't know, yeah. But Samaro took out his knife and then tried to shoot off Lucian's arm with a knife, and she jumped in front of the bullet. So this makes me wonder, did he throw the knife, or does the knife have a little gun attachment at the front that shoots bullets?
Like the umbrella guns?
But it's a knife.
That's weird.
So chapter 39 is actually unique. In that Tara's account was hacked. Mm-hmm. And so the chapter is called I Am a Trolling Genius, LOLs, because her account was hacked and the troll got a hold of basically the next chapter and edited it and put it all together to turn it into something better than what it was supposed to be. So this entire chapter was not written by Tara, and this entire chapter is just a troll. Disclaimer, I do not own the Harry Potter series, and I am not the real XXX Bloody Wrist 666XXX. Author's note, I am an extremely immature, pathetic, idiot girl, I know. Out of boredom, I cracked this girl's passy for fun, and it took less than 8 minutes to do it too, and it will probably get in a buttload of trouble, which I probably deserve because I'm being a troll right now. Meh. And I present to you my crappy part in this story. And take a note, I haven't even finished reading this fic yet, but instead, skip over to skim chapter 38. Flame, laugh, do whatever you want, preps.
That was actually spelled correctly, all of that.
I, the American retail-wearing British vampire Sue, coughed up blood. Satan kneeled down beside me. No! Don't die! I gave him a rueful smile. I'm sorry, it's something I had to do to fulfill my duty as the noble gothic Mary Sue. Satan sobbed. I love you, Ebony. I love you too. I'll see you in the afterlife, I mumbled, already finding my surroundings fading to black. Bloody Mary Smith suddenly popped into the room for no apparent reason. She frowned when she realized the room was oddly quiet, but at the sight of Ebony's lifeless body, she screamed. Her face became pale with horror. She screamed for the healers, Dumbledore, McGoogle, and every single gothic person she could think of. Suddenly, a glow started to surround the body of Ebony. Everyone stared in shock. Her body started to lift ever so slowly, and then to everyone's shock, it started to incinerate. When everyone realized what was happening, they rushed over to try to rescue the body, but it was too late. The Sioux became nothing more than a pile of ashes. A loud resounding... Sorry, I keep laughing because she said Big Google. A loud resounding of everyone bellowing, "No!" filled the room. A flash of white light from the ashes then started to bounce around the room. Everyone cowered in fear and were temporarily blinded. When it was all over, things changed. All the silly goth clothes dropped from everyone's bodies. Author's note, I will refuse to explain how the heck that happened. And, in their place, clothes the characters would normally wear in canon appeared on their bodies. When everyone got over the shock of becoming free of the gothic power, everyone cheered. Everyone started singing, "Ding dong, the Sioux is dead." Well, that is, until all the Harry Potter characters realized the true implications of becoming more canon-like again. All the characters, who were supposed to be dead, fell to the floor, their bodies cold and lifeless. Harry and Voldemort started dueling. On the left side of the two, the battle of the light side and dark side were reaching a climax. And, because the replacement author also likes to screw around with canon, Draco and Hermione fled the scene and got married. Meanwhile, down in hell, Ebony shed a single tear because of her current situation. A situation that would live on for all eternity, or at least until the end of fanfiction time. She lost it all, but she knew she had to remain strong. Nothing would ever break her down. She looked down over her pale body and frowned. "Where are my emo clothes?" she asked herself in confusion. And then it occurred to her. For her shirt, she was wearing a bright pink polo with a little seagull on the right or left, I can't remember, side. Below that, she was wearing a denim miniskirt with the destroyed look on it. Paired underneath that skirt were leggings with a little moose at the bottom. And then Ebony realized on her shoulder, she was carrying a pretty bag with an eagle on it that said "Live Your Life" written all over the bag. Ebony suppressed the urge to scream. Here she was decked out in clothes, prepped to the extreme, wearing stuff from Abercrombie & Fitch, American Eagle, and Hollister. Panicked, Ebony hastily tried to take off the Hollister polo, but underneath it there was another Hollister polo underneath. Ebony frowned and looked under her shirt. All she saw was a bra underneath. Dare I point out, it's from the Aerie line available at American Eagle? Ebony tried to remove the shirt again, but to her frustration, there was yet again another polo to replace it. "This is unlogical and does not make any sense!" Ebony bellowed out to the air. She failed to see the irony in her statement, how hypocritical her words were, seeing as she was practically calling the kettle black here. Ebony slit her wrists and mumbled to herself, "Oh my gosh." End crapfic. Author's note. Oh yeah, if you want to see the original content this chick had planned for this chapter, I accessed it through the document manager thingy, which I copied and pasted so you can read it here. So this next bit is just a copy-paste of the next chapter, because Tara never actually responded to the troll and just posted the next chapter. So instead of reading this all, I'm just going to let you read. So it says chapter 40, and then it says, "Sincerely, an anon author who will silently not reveal her identity because she's a coward, aka just a troll with rocks for brains."
Nice.
And you have one with a title.
You know, chapter 40, my first chapter that has a title, and probably my only chapter that will ever have a title.
That was the only chapter that we have not made a single comment about a plot hole in.
That's because that chapter basically tied up all the plot holes. Like, basically, Ebony was some eldritch being that was forcing everyone to be gothic.
Chapter 40. Lol, someone has taken my account over. The idiot's note. Well, this was in the dock area. Might as well let the whole world see what the whole real Tara wanted to show us. Have a nice day. Author's note. Shut the frick up, preps. Get a life. You suck. Oh, and from now on, I will be in vacation in England until, like, August, so I won't be able to update for a while, lols. Thanks to everyone who revealed, except for the preps who flamed. Frick you. My Chemical Romance rules 666.
How many vocation?
Oh, you're starting to say it too.
He's just turning into an idiot.
How many vacations did she go on? She went to Transylvania. She went to...
She went to Longden.
Longden, yeah.
And now she's going to England.
Yeah.
And Raven went to England as well.
Where does she get this money?
Her family must be rich. From the fanfiction industry.
I will say it is very strange how, like, that troll chapter almost felt like a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Because the minute that you started reading, like, you read the troll's note, and then the minute you started reading the author's note and it started with "shut the frick up, preps," like, I knew, I was like, oh, here we go again, we're back in the mud. Like, I didn't realize how much I enjoyed the troll chapter until we stepped back into the original.
So this is the one I'm guessing that she was supposed to...
Yes.
Like, it was supposed to be... I woke up in the nurse's office in a special gothic coffin.
Of course they have a gothic coffin for Ebony in the nurse's office.
Hagrid was there in the bed opposite me in a coma because Vampire and Draco had bent him up. Mr. Norris was cleaning the room.
What? He's in a coma?
I thought Mr. Norris was the cat.
No, Mr. Norris was the janitor and Filth is the cat.
Oh, right. Oh, my Satan, what happened? I screamed. Suddenly, Voldemort came. He looked less mean than usual. Get the frick out, you freaking jerk, I yielded.
Thou hast not killed Vampire yet, he said angrily.
Suddenly, he started to cry, tears of blood, all selective. Voldemort? Oh my freaking gosh, what's wrong? I asked.
I don't understand the mood change. So, I think she's back in the present, and Voldemort showed up to tell her to kill Vampire Potter. But he's nicer now because she's been seducing him?
I guess.
And also, Voldemort is in the school right now. He could kill Draco himself, but he chooses to go up to Ebony
and say... Not Draco. He wants to kill Vampire.
Sorry, Vampire. But he chooses to go up to Ebony and say, you haven't killed Vampire yet.
I also would like to state the fact that clearly there's an important life lesson here. If some sort of trauma causes you to become evil and like a mass murderer in the future, clearly the only thing you need is a girl who will just throw herself at you to just heal all that trauma.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. And also will try to like drug you to fall in love with her. But of course it hasn't been invented yet, so it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Suddenly, Lucian, Professor Sinister, and Sirius came. Bloody Mary and Vampire were with them. Everyone was holding black boxes. Voldemort disappeared. Oh my freaking gosh, Ebony, you're alive, screamed Vampire. I hugged him and Bloody Mary. What the frick happened? I asked them. Oh my Satan, am I like dead now? I gasped. Anobi, you were almost shot, said Sirius.
Almost? I thought she jumped in front of the bullet and then passed out.
But the ballot could not kill you since you were form another time.
Oh.
That's why she was almost shot. But fangs anyway, said Lucian, holding out his arm. I gasped. He had two arms. Is that what happened?
Okay, so how does time travel work in this universe? Is it just set in stone until she changes something and then the future changes?
How did he know he wasn't going to have an arm? Because
that's what I'm saying. He had one arm for a certain amount of time, and then she stopped him from having his arm shot off with a knife, and then he had two arms. So clearly she makes a difference. But are you asking, like, how did he know?
How did he remember?
How did he? Yeah, that's a good point, because he doesn't live in the universe where he had one arm.
I guess alternate timelines are just not a thing.
Yeah, it's just all one timeline, and whenever somebody screws around with it, everyone remembers what it used to be. Well, I mean,
she's not very smart, so.
Also, remember when she ran into Dumbledore, and he was telling them, like, that she's bad for being gothic, and then he, like, when she went back to the future and talked to him, and he's like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe Vampire's dad shot you, I gasped. Well, to be honest, Snap was possessed by Snap back then, said James. Yeah, he was a spy, Sirius said sadly. He was really a death dealer.
So, Snape possessed himself.
No, I think Snape possessed Sirius.
I know, Sirius, James. He possessed Samoro to shoot him up.
Yeah.
But he said Snap was possessed by Snap, so Snape possessed himself.
And also, no, they said Snap was evil because he was a death dealer, but the death dealers weren't a thing yet because Voldemort wasn't evil yet.
That's a good point. He literally... What is this?
I don't understand. And he was such a freaking poser too, said Lucian. He didn't really know who Good Charlotte were until I told him. Well, anyway, everyone started to give me presents.
Of course, she gets presents for being...
How did he not know who Good Charlotte was, even though they sang their songs?
I don't know. I was opening a black box with red 666s. There was a red DVD of Corpse Bride in it. On when I gasped, Mr. Norris looked up angrily because he hated goths. Has anyone freaking seen Draco? I asked gothically.
How do you ask something gothically?
Has anyone seen Draco?
But there are so many better words to use to describe that.
I know. Well, you know.
No way! Draco said he would be watching a House of Wax.
How did she get out of Azkaban?
Yeah, she's in jail!
She's in Abkhazian.
He doesn't know that you're better. Anyway, the nurse said you could get up. Come on!
Oh, man.
I got up suicidally.
What?
She just got up and like slammed her head on everything.
What are these adverbs?
I don't know.
Taking normal words and adding Lee to the end and it doesn't work.
Lucian, Sirius, and Professor Sinister left. I was wearing a black leather night gun. Under that I had a sexy black leather bra trimmed with black lace with a matching thong that said gothic girl on the butt and sexy fishnets that kind of hooked onto my thong.
Where does the school get the money to buy these hospital garments?
If you don't get the idea, massage me and I'll tell you.
What? I think it says message me.
No, it says massage.
I think she meant message me.
I put on a black fishnet top under an MCR t-shirt, a black leather mini with black lace and Congress shoes. I guess, I don't know. I guess it is Congress. She's just wearing dress shoes. I left the hospital's wings with Bloody Mary, Willow, and Vampire. Oh my freaking gosh, let's celebrate, gasped Willow. We can go see the Hose of Wax with Draco, giggled Vampire.
But he's already probably halfway done with the movie.
Let's go listen to Good Charlotte and cut ourselves, 666.
Did she Hermione. Really say 666 out loud?
I guess. They say lol, so.
That's
I
mean, true.
Said Hermione, not
you mean Bloody Mary. Mary?
We opened the common room door sexily, and then, gosh. Draco was there doing it with Snap!
What? What is going on?
I thought Snap was in as... I can't even say.
I thought Snap was in Abkhazian.
I guess. I don't know. He was wearing a black t-shirt with 666 on the front and baggy jeans.
Why are we describing what he's wearing?
He shouldn't be wearing anything.
Yeah!
You freaking prep, we all yielded angrily. Yeah, you betrayed us, shooted Vampire angrily as he took out his black gun.
What?
No, you don't understand, screamed Draco sadly as he took his thingy out of Snake. Ah! No!
Oh no, why would you describe it like that? I wish I could turn this into a Hot Pocket situation, but my mind is so empty right now.
You just can't.
You can.
Of course, you freaking suck, you preppy jerk, said Willow, trying to attack him. You rock, girl. I ran suicidally to my room and took a stakeout. And no, we know, screamed Draco, but it was too late. I had slit my wrist with it. Suddenly, everything went black again.
Is that how Draco died? By slitting his wrist? He used a stake to do
well,
it?
Well, he's still alive.
Idiot's note. Ugh, I know. Terrible. But then again, this wouldn't be called the worst fanfic ever if not for the fact that the writing standards meet the level of a day-old fetus.
I love that troll. The troll, like, just... I didn't realize, but, like, reading something that actually has grammar and, like it's not the best.
An actual meaning?
It's not the best, but there are, like... The words are spelled right. The grammar is correct. The sentences are written properly.
Yeah.
It's just a breath of fresh air.
I wonder where Tara is now.
Probably regretting her decisions.
She's probably rolling it, let's be honest.
I wonder if she, works at, McDonald's or something.
I don't know. It sounds like her family's fairly wealthy. So, I doubt that she'd end up working at McDonald's. Chapter 41. Author's note. To everyone who kept slamming this, get S life. I bet you probably... Oh, don't know who Gerard Way is. You're probably all preps and posers.
You are right. I do not know who Gerard Way is.
Yes, you do. We looked him up, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Lead singer of My Chemical Romance. Anyway, someone hacked into my account in November and they put up my last chapter, but now there is a new one. I'm sorry for not updating for a while, but I've been really busy. I'm trying to finish the story before the new movie comes out. I'm gone on vacation for a month. I won't be back until about 2 weeks.
Another vacation!
Oh my freaking gosh, Draco is so hot in all the pics for the new movie. I wanted them to put a cameo by Gerard Way, lol. He's hazard play Draco. If you flame, I'll slit my wrists. Raven, you rock girl. Have fun in England.
She's back in England?
I think she's probably still in England.
Did she send the director a letter that was like, please, Draco must be played by Gerard Way? And also, what new movie are we talking about?
The new Harry Potter one. Probably
I think
seven.
The seventh one was coming out at this point. But she didn't say... She told them to. She said she wanted them to. Literally wanted them. W-U-N-T-E-D.
So they're not gonna do it because it was never even...
Mentioned.
Well,
they weren't gonna do it
she
anyways.
She just wanted
they already
it.
Had a, they already had
I know.
An actor for Draco.
How would you... him in the last six movies.
This is like his life's work.
Besides, doesn't Gerard Way have brown hair?
I don't even remember.
You wear a wig or dye it or something. That's not a big deal. When I woke up, I was in a strange room. I looked around. I was wearing the same outfit I had when Iz performed with X Black X Tier X 1-1. I looked around confusedly. It was the nurse's office, but it looked different. Wait, did we go back in time? Oh, she slit her wrist. That's right. On the wall was a pic of Marilyn Manson. Just imagine that he is an 80s gothic band, too, okay? Because he is more old than Panic at the Disco, or MCR. There was also a gothic black Beatles calendar with a picture of the Beatles wearing eyeliner and black clothes. On it said, 1980.
Oh my goodness. She is a deity that is making everybody goth.
She really is. Oh my freaking gosh! I'm back in Tim again! I screamed loudly. Suddenly, Satan, this is actually Voldemort for photo reference.
Photo reference?
I don't know. Voldemort was wearing a black leather jacket, black tight jeans, and fishnet pants. He looked so sexy, I almost had an orgy. Oh my freaking gosh, Anobi, are you okay? He asked gothically. Yeah, I'm okay for your information, I snapped sexily. Oh my gosh, am I dead? Because I remembered I had jumped in front off the bullet from James Gunn. I also remembered seeing Draco doing it with Snap. Okay, I was about to say, did we, like, is the last chapter just forgotten about? But no, apparently not.
I guess not. I can't believe that it actually happened, too. Like, it's just, like, ingrained in my memory.
Why? Why did he do it?
I don't, he said he had some kind of explanation.
He did, yeah, but she never lets him explain things.
Men are meant to be seen, not heard.
I guess.
I guess that when I had slit me wrists, I had went back in Tim instead of dying. I know I could go forward in time if I found a time toner or the Tim machine. No, you're not dead, Satan reassured suicidally as he smoked a cigarette sexily and smoke came all over his face. You are a vampire, so you can't die from a bullet. Come on now, let's go see how Harry's dad is doing. Harry
hasn't been born yet.
Yeah, or wait, no, wasn't he born in 1980? Like, canonically?
Like, actual books?
Like, in the actual books, wasn't he born in 1980?
But his dad wouldn't still be in school.
His dad wouldn't still be, and also, why does he refer to him as Harry's dad instead of James or Samoro?
I have no idea.
Because they are friends, so like...
It's like, if you had a kid named, like, Ebony, I wouldn't refer to you as Ebony's dad, I would refer to you as your name, you know?
And also, like, Harry was born this year, he isn't even a year old yet.
He's probably, like, not even a month old at this point.
I don't
even
think he's born, because his dad's still in school.
Well, I mean, knowing Harry Potter canon, alright, hear me out. Harry was just born this year. That means something else is going to happen in just a little bit.
No, wow.
I knew that the real reason I didn't die from the ballet was because I was from the future. What the frick? James almost shot Lucius, I said indigo-ily. I knew that James had really been possessed, but I didn't want him to know I knew. Yeah, I know, but he had a headache. He had a headache. He was under a lot of stress, Satan reasoned evilly.
Is that just, like, the excuse for every, like, bad thing that
if
happens?
If somebody has a headache, do they suddenly become, like, an evil twin of themselves?
I guess. I don't understand.
Even when Dumbledore has a headache, like, most of the time, like, he's afraid of the students because when they, like, shout at him or whatever, he, like, suddenly becomes very timid. But when he has a headache, he, like, I don't know, is just all of a sudden, like, an evil human being.
He just changes immediately.
What the heck are you doing?
I guess that's okay, I said, because James hadn't really shot Lucian. Also, I knew that Lucian would now have two arms instead of one.
That makes it all better.
I guess he did have one.
I walked seductively outside with Satan. Suddenly, I saw a totally sexy gothic bi guy. How do you know he's bi just from looking at him? He had blacked blonde hair with black streaks up to his ears, and he was wearing gothic black eyeliner, a black Green Day shirt. It showed Billy Joel with blonde hair since it was the 80s, black Congress shoes, and black baggy pants. He walked in all sexily like Gerard Way in the video for I Don't Three You Like I Did Yesterday, and you could see a black tear on his face like the woman in that video. Hey, he said all quietly and gothically. If he has a black tear on his face, doesn't that mean he, like, killed somebody?
I thought that was, like, the...
Like the tattoo?
I thought that was, like, a gang sign or something.
No,
like,
the...
Like, the bloods.
If you have, like, the black tear on your face, like a tattoo of a black tear, it means you killed somebody.
Oh. Should Ebony just tattoo her entire body in just tears?
She's only killed one person, and that was Snaketail.
And the one person at the movie theater.
Oh, yeah, and Hufflepuff.
She's killed more people than I've killed. Killed anyone.
I don't believe that. Who the frick is that? I asked angrily, because I did not know him. You're angry because you don't know who this guy is.
She's afraid of strangers.
This is Hedwig, said Voldemort. He used to be an X-Black X-Tier X... But he had to drop out because he broke his arm. Hedwig? Like the owl?
Yes, that's weird.
Hey, Hedwig, I said seductively, even though I was not trying to be. Lol, hi, Anobi, he answered.
How does he know her name? Sam!
He's been following her.
He followed her on Instagram.
but it hasn't been invented yet.
But then he ran away because he had hair of magical creature. He was humming Welcome to the Black Parade under his breath. I know that is not 80s, but I pretend it is, okay?
You can't just you can't just change time because you want it to be.
Well, remember the Beatles were all gothic, remember?
You're right.
Ebony has control, more control over this universe than she needs to.
You mean Mary Sue?
Yes. Bye, I said all sexily. That was Hedwig. He used to be my boyfriend, but then we broke up, Satan said sadly, looking at his black nails. Oh my freaking gosh, I could get you back together, I said, fingering something I didn't know was in my pocket. A black cute is what we aim for Cydio iPod that I could take videos with. Does anyone else know about them? They kick butt. Okay, you can forget about your class for now, Hedwig. I'm going to show you something great. I led them to the Great Hall. Come on, you guys. Lucian, James, Sirius, and Snake were all in the Great Hall. Lucian wouldn't talk with James because he had tried to shoot him. Go frick yourself, you freaking douche, he shouted at him. Draco is never going to be friends with Vampire now. He knows his own son's name, his future son's name, and...
And Harry's future changed name.
And knows that they're not going to be friends just because he tried to shoot off his arm with a knife.
But they're literally going dated. To, like, date.
Oh my gosh. Did they date?
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm.
Lucian and James?
No, Vampire and Draco.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go frick yourself, Samaro. Snape agreed, but I knew he was lying because it had been his fault James had almost shot Lucian. Be quiet, you guys, I said sexily. My plan was working oot great. Now I could make Voldemort good without doing it with him. So this is the first time she's already did it with him.
No, no, they had to leave the movie theater because she literally killed somebody.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Even though they walked into the movie theater and people were already doing it, but the one person didn't care.
But like, why is it now she suddenly has conscience? I mean, it's a good thing that she has it finally. She's finally willing to be loyal, but like, why is it specifically now?
I have no idea.
Because she doesn't want to kissy a man that has no nose. Does he have no nose now?
I think he has a nose right now. Now Vampire's dad would never die. And okay, Satan and Hedwig, you guys can start making out, I said, and I started to film them with the iPod. Wait, so she's going to get them back together by making them kiss on camera? Like, that will somehow
change something?
And they, I mean, you know what? Kudos to them, though, for having, like, a positive friendship after breaking up with one another.
Yeah, for real.
But the fact that, I don't know, you don't think this is going to, like, awaken painful memories?
Why was he kicked off of the band for breaking his arm?
Like, no, he had to leave because he broke his arm.
Was he able to go back once his arm was healed, or did it just never heal correctly?
Maybe he didn't come back because he broke up with Voldemort.
That's probably why.
Cool, said Sirius, as Voldemort and Hedwig started to make out sexily. We watched as today started to take off each other's clothes off sexily. Samaro, Sirius, Snake, and Lucian all watched because they were probably bi. I knew Snape was bi. So she thinks Snape is hot. This is canon.
Uh-oh, she said it. Sensitive bi guys are hot.
Sensitive bi guys are hot, and Snape is then nothing if not a sensitive bi guy.
Does she think Dobby is hot?
Does that count? Dobby is, like, just an elf.
Yeah, but, like, everyone who watches, apparently, is bi.
Oh my freaking gosh! Voldemort! Voldemort! Screamed Hedwig as his Glock touched Voldemort.
They're just pointing guns at each other.
So, I guess I spoke too soon when I said I'm glad they had a friendly relationship after breaking up. Clearly, they're trying to do a whole cowboy standoff.
Gun safety, you gotta treat every gun like it's loaded. You can't just point it at other people's heads.
At other people's Glocks.
Maybe they're trying to shoot each other's bullets out of the air.
But suddenly, everything stopped as the door opened and in came Dumbledore and Mr. Norris.
No way, I actually have another title. Chapter 42, The Black Parade. Oh my gosh, the new book
is- Why do you guys say author's note, stupid?
Author's note. Oh my gosh, the new book is coming out really soon, I can't wait. I think that Snap will be really the same person as Voldemort because they are both half-blood, so that will explain why he killed Dumbledore and he hated Harry. And then Harry will have to commit suicide so Voldemort will die because he will really be a Horcrux. Oh my gosh, I hope Draco and Harry get together. That would be so schmexy, won't it? If they don't, then JKR is homophobic. Oh, JK Rowling. Thanks for the help with facts, Medusa, you rock.
Can we just take a second to appreciate how somehow Tara predicted the entire plot of the seventh Harry Potter?
I think she read the book.
Well, hold on.
Wait.
The new book is coming out really soon. And because this was published and like is dated, like online, you can find that it was dated before the book came out. Yeah. So she like, regardless of whether or not she was a troll, she legitimately predicted the plot of the seventh book. That is actually pretty impressive.
Hey, you know,
she may not be a good writer, but clearly she's a good reader.
She's got to read her own works then.
I don't know what to think about that.
I sat depressedly in Dumbledore's office with Hedwig, Satan, James, Sirius, Snape, and Lucian. Dumbledore was sitting in front of us cruelly. He looked more young than he did when he was in the future.
Oh, I wonder why.
He had taken the iPod away and was now listening to a bad Avril Lavigne song. What the heck is this anyway? He cackled meanly. I hope he didn't find out that I was from another time.
That's so random. I hope he doesn't know I'm from the future.
Oh, that's true. That's true that he should remember that. And he didn't even say anything about it.
No, he shouldn't. No, he's not in the future right now.
So no, but he should remember it.
He should remember it when he's in the future.
Yeah.
Because he somehow remembered. How did he remember, like, dissing on goths all the way back then? But he has Alzheimer's.
Whatever you do, don't blame Ibony, you jerk, Satan said. Yeah, seriously, she was just trying to get Satan and Hedwig back together, Sirius said defiantly. Be quiet, you Satanist, Dumbledore cockled. If you're lucky, I'll probably send you all to Azkaban.
A Kazaban,
there you go. That will teach you to copulate in the Great Hall. He changed the song on the iPod to an NSYNC song. Suddenly, I noticed something strong about the iPod. It was slowly changing. Dumbledore didn't notice. You freaking poser, I muttoned. I bet you've never heard of Good Charlotte, James said. No, I knew what the iPod was changing into. Morty McFly's Tim Machine.
The Tim Machine is such a...
plot convenience?
Yes.
Shut up, Jones, Draco's dad shouted. Yeah, shut up, Snake said preppily. No, you shut up, Dumbledore, said Tom. I've had enough of you Satanists in my school, Dumbledore shouted spuriously. Suddenly, I grabbed the iPod from him. Everyone, jump in before it's too late. I jumped into it, but only one other person jumped in. It was Satan. You dunderhead, screamed Dumbledore wisely as we went. I looked around. I was in the Slytherin conman room with Satan. I was wearing a black plaid mini skirt with hot pink fishnets, a sexy black MCR corset, and black stiletto boots with pink pentagrams on them.
I thought she hated pink.
I thought she did too.
My earrings were Blake Satanist sins, and my raven hair was all around me to my mid-back. Hey, cool, where is this? He asked in an emo voice. This is the future. Dumbledore's iPod that he tried to take away from me was really also a Tim machine, I told him. Cool. What's an eye patch? He whispered. It's something you use to listen to music, I yacked. Oh my freaking gosh, cool. Wait, what's a four-letter word for dirt? He asked in a sexy voice. I guess sand? I laid confusedly. Yeah, I was just trying to make sure you were still the same person. He triumphantly giggled.
What? He was just doing like the confirmation question that you have to do for like every website ever.
He was just like, are you not a robot? What is a four-letter word for dirt? But sand isn't even dirt, so I guess she failed that one.
It's a completely different...
Or maybe he's trying to confirm that she's still an idiot.
Oh my freaking gosh, you're freaking alive, said Ginny, wearing a black leather jacket, black baggy pants, and a gothic black from first to last shirt. I explained to her why I was alive.
You are having so much trouble reading this.
I really am. This is painful. Konnichiwa, I can't even say that right, and it's spelled correctly.
Shoot me.
Konnichiwa, girl, said Willow. She was wearing a black corset showing off her boobs.
What?
With lace all around it and red stripes on it. With it, she was wearing a black leather miniskirt, big black boots, white foundation, black eyeliner, red eyeshadow, and black lipstick. Hey, mother fricko, said Diabolo.
There, he's back! Diabolo is back!
I missed him. I missed that boy.
Said Diabolo with his red hair. Oh, yeah.
He said it with his red hair.
Was just like, hello.
Hey there, Ebony!
He was wearing a black...
Panic at the Disco.
Okay. Okay. Panic at the Disco t-shirt and black baggy pants.
That's so weird. P question mark ATD.
I think it's supposed to be an exclamation mark.
Maybe. Hey, who's that, Ebony? Bloody Mary questioned as she walked in wearing a black t-shirt with a red pentagram on it, with lace at the bottom, red leather pants with black lace and black stilettos. Oh, it's Satan, I told her as she nodded, knowing the truth. Suddenly, Satan started to cry.
Are you okay, Satan? We said concernedly. Oh my freaking gosh, you're from the future. What if you don't like me anymore because we're from different times, he asked.
No, what?
I don't understand. No, I still like you, I said sexily to him. Okay, he said restoredly.
Wait, okay, so she knew that she was from different times. So why is he crying? See, clearly he's smarter than she is because he can see the future and stuff.
Yeah.
And
no, apparently she can see the future too because she predicted the seventh book.
That's true, but he can actually canonically see the future, at least in the My Immortal canon, because he knows that it's going to be changed into Hogsmeade and the hot issue will become hot topic. Like that. But so he's clearly smarter than her. So how is he not able to do the quick mental logic that she knew they were from different times from the beginning, so why is this even a problem?
I have no idea. Okay, he said restlessly. I let him listen to Teenagers by My Chemical Romance on my iPod while I was about to go outside and get some things. I gave Diabolo a signal to keep Satan occupied. Satan fell asleep. I took the iPod. I was about to walk outside. Professor Sinister ran in. She was wearing a gothic black mini dress with depressing black stripes, white and black striped tights, and red Converse. Oh, it is Converse!
Okay.
Red Converse shoes. She was wearing lots of black eyeliner.
That hurt.
Oh my freaking gosh!
No, that's Ebony.
Oh my freaking gosh. Where is Draco? How did Snout get back here? I told he was in Azerbaijan. I asked sadly.
That's really a country. That's actually a country. Also, apparently Abkhazian is like a region in Europe somewhere.
Really?
Yes. So like, these are two different places.
Ebony, I was so worried about you, but I knew you can't freaking die because you're a vampire. Snap, come back because that girl Brittany freed him. I never liked her. She was a bad student. Travelry said reassuredly.
The last time we saw Brittany was when they were in class and she said, you guys are so scary.
Yeah.
What did they do that made her say that? Can you remember?
Slit their wrist?
Probably.
No, they did something. They did something. I think they beat up Hagrid sexily.
Oh, yeah.
So that was what, yesterday? Yeah. So maybe like today? I think it was today.
How did she travel to... Never mind.
So Brittany got put into jail and then broke everyone out of jail in the span of like maybe 24 hours.
That jerk. Did she also free Hagrid and Lupin? I shouted angrily.
Hagrid was in there too? I thought he was in a coma.
I guess.
he was like in the nurse's office in a coma.
And they just threw him into Azerbaijan.
They're like, oh, this guy in the coma. This seems like they have a habit of just jailing people that have debilitating physical problems.
I hated Brittany because she was a freaking prep. Yeah, they're on the loose at this school. Dumbledore's back. Cornelius is on his way to help everyone. Tell everyone you see to lock themselves in their con man room. Trevelry said word. Oh, they have to read it again. It was Trevelry.
Oh.
Yes, Zoo! They are back loose in the school. Dumbledore is back. Cornelius is on his way to help everyone. Tell everyone who you see to lock themselves in the con man room.
How do you lock yourself in the con dang it! How do you lock yourself in the common room? Even though we know for a fact that Snap can get into the common room.
How did he get into the... Oh, that's because that's where he was with Draco. That's right.
Unless Draco unlocked it for him. But then he would also know the password because you have to speak them out loud.
Is it ever going to be explained why that happened?
Trevor said wordly. Sorry. I forgot to say that. Okay, where's Draco? How come he was doing it with Snap? I don't know why, but I know he almost tried to commit suicide after he saw you almost kill yourself, she said. Oh my gosh, that's terrible, I gasped. Satan was still asleep, so he couldn't tell what was going on. Then I said, listen, everyone, I have something important to do. In an hour, everyone stay. With that, I ran out. Good luck, Tara, everyone cried.
Ah, there it is.
I ran sexily down the stairs into the great hall, while the portraits looked at me scaredly. There was hardly anyone else in the stairs. There was an atmosphere of horror. On the way, I saw Brittany laughing on the stairs. She was wearing a slutty pink shirt with flowers on it and blue jeans skirt, Abercrombie, and pink stilettos. She looked just like a pentagram of those freaking preps, Hilary Duff and Lindsay Lohan. You freaking jerk, I shouted angrily. No, you're totally a jerk. Now Voldemort will, like, totally kill you, she laughed.
Say it with the Valley Girl voice.
No, you're, like, totally a jerk. Now Voldemort will, like, totally kill you, she laughed. Crucius! I shouted selectively, pontificating my black wand as she started screaming because she was being tortured and I laughed sadistically.
Was that all one sentence?
She pontificated her black wand.
Was there any commas?
No.
Has no! she ever used a comma?
Yes, actually, right there.
Oh, you're right.
But that was, that was Brittany. No! One. Help me! One. Please! One. Brittany screamed terrifiedly. I put up my middle finger at her. In her hand, I saw the video camera Snap and Lumpen had used to take the video of me. I put the tape of Voldemort doing it with Hedwig into it.
Dang, that's actually kind of clever.
Then I continued to round down the stairs with the camera. When I had reached the Great Hall, I saw Vampire Potter. Oh my gosh, Vampira! 111. I yielded.
Wait, what's kind of clever?
Putting the tape of Hedwig and Voldemort into the camera that they had taken her taking a bath.
Wait,
in.
But then there's no tape because it was on her iPod.
Oh yeah! Never mind, it's not clever anymore.
We hugged each other happily. He locked at me with his gothic red eyes and spiky black hair. Around them were black eyeliner and eyeshadow. He was wearing a black leather Jackson, leather pants, a Panic at the Disco concert shirt, and his black Converse shoes. He looked more like Joel from Good Charlotte than ever. I guess that's where Joel Armstrong
Madden.
Is from.
Yeah, we already know about Joel Madden. Yeah. Remember when they went to the concert in chapter like 2, she said Joel is so hot.
Did you hear their song at the river? It rocks. I was so worried you died, moaned Vampire. I know, but I'm a vampire, lol. When I woke up, I was back in 1980.
She says, I can't die because I'm a vampire, but she literally used something that kills vampires.
Yeah, but it was a stake spelled S-T-A-K, S-T-E-A-K. So, you know, it was...
He had every right to think she was dead.
That's fair.
So, anyway, I brought Voldemort from when he was young with me. Where's Draco? I asked spuriously. Draco, you mean that freaking poser who betrayed you? Vampire snarkled with anger in his sexy voice. I know, but we have to find him, I said, Smarty. I'll do it then, Harry said angstily. It's Harry now, is it?
Snarkled. What is that?
Okay, I argued. Suddenly, all the lights in the room went out, and then the dork mark appeared. Oh my freaking Satan, Harry shouted. I think Voldemort has arrived, I said anxiously.
remember where Snape had the dark mark?
On his the hot pocket. Mark. Frick, I have to find Draco. I guess we should separate. Okay, Draco said diaperating.
I was wondering why there wasn't an S, but I just kept trying to say it.
Sadly, I ran into the Great Hall. Oh my gosh, that was so long and painful.
Chapter 43. So after this one, there's only one left. Can you guys hold out?
I might cry.
I'm in pain. I'm in agony. I can't even think straight. I'm saying lol.
Maybe we can figure out what happened to Draco.
I'm gothic.
And why he was with Snape.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I'm wearing red nylon shorts.
Stop.
Oh no, I can't stop.
And a black gothic cross necklace.
C-R-O-S-S necklace. No way. I'm
you saying that one. Author's note. I think after this, I will have about 2 or 3 more chapters. Thanks to all my reviewers, not Das Flamers. If you flame sis story, then you suck. If you flam, then frick you. I walked sexily into the Great Hall. It was empty except for one person. Draco was there! Finally!
We need some plot holes fixed and some... yeah.
He sat there in deadly bloom on his black 666 t-shirt and his baggy black pants.
He was sitting on his shirt.
I guess. He had slit his wrists. I felt mad at him for having sex with Snape, but I felt sorry for him.
What is it, woman? Make up your mind.
What is your emotion?
Well, I mean, humans are more complicated than that, but I mean, even so, it's just very strange. She's not even, like, worried about him. She's just, I feel sorry for you.
Because slitting your wrist is, like...
Oh, yeah, that's right. It doesn't kill him. He looked just like Gerard Way, with his red eyes and his white, pale face. Does Gerard Way have red eyes?
I guess.
And a white, pale face?
Draco, are you okay? I asked. I'm not okay, he screamed depressedly. I thought of the MCR song, and I got even more depressed, because that song always makes me cry.
Which one?
I gave him a pot cigarette, and he started to smoke it. Oh, Draco, why did you do it with that freaking jerk, Snape? I asked teardily. Draco began to say, but suddenly Lupin and Mr. Norris appeared into that room.
Dang it, I wanted to know.
They didn't see us. I'm so glad me and Snape were freed, said Lupin. Dang, this job would be great if it wasn't for the freaking students, Mr. Norris argued. Papa Delum, I yelled angrily, pointing my wand at them. No! Lupin shouted as chains came on him. Mr. Norris ran away.
Wait, was Mr. Norris a bad guy?
I guess. You freaking perv, I said laughing with depths of evil and depressedness in my voice. Now you have to tell us where Voldemort is, or I'm going to torture you. I don't know where he is, said Lupin. Suddenly, Satan and Vampire ran into the room. Vampire didn't know who Satan was, really. Oh my Satan, we were so worried about you guys, Vampire said. I looked sexily at Draco with his gothic red eyes with contacts, black t-shirt that said 666 on it, and pale skin like Gerard Way. Vampire with his sexy black hair and red eyes just like Frank Liro, and Satan who looked just like Brandon Urie then.
I thought he looked like Gerard Way.
He did. Maybe all of these guys look the same. Exactly They're the all same. Just carbon copies. I selectively took the caramel from my pocket.
What's a caramel?
She got it from Snap, I guess, when he put it into his pocket.
It's supposed to be camera.
Several chapters ago, like several episodes ago, really.
Yeah, I think it was the very first one.
And then I began Frenching Draco sexily. Lupin gasped. Draco began to take off all of his clothes, and I could see his white sex pack. Then Vampire took his own clothes off, too. We all began making out together sexily.
How do you do that?
You don't ask.
You don't ask.
You're not supposed to ask. You don't know. You're not allowed to know.
Maybe they have tongues like snakes, you know, like they're split tongues.
No, it doesn't matter.
I thought that they were, like, terrified right now because, like, all of the criminals were back in the school. But I guess, no, we're just going to all make out.
And take your clothes off.
I took off my black leather bra, my black lace thong, and the rest of my clothes. Everyone took their Glocks out, except for me. I'm a girl, lol. I guess girls aren't allowed to carry guns on them in this world. Wait, but she carries one.
How was she able
But maybe she doesn't have a Glock.
How is she supposed to take her bra and her thong off without taking the rest of her clothes off first?
Oh yeah, my black leather bra, my black lace thong, and the rest of my clothes.
I don't know.
Maybe not in that order.
That's a skill.
Maybe they're on the outside.
Oh me, Satan, Draco, I screamed as he put his hardness in my thingy. Then he did the same thing to Harry. At the same time, he has two Glocks. I began making out with Satan and he joined in. Oh my Satan, cried Vampire. Oh Vampire, Vampire, I screamed. Oh Satan, yelled Harry in pleasure. Lupin watched in shock. Wait, but isn't he like into that?
I would be in shock.
I would be in shock, but Lupin clearly wasn't in shock, even though it says he was. I mean, he was literally in the hallway where people walk.
With Snap.
And Dobby. We took turns doing torture curses on him, because we were all sadists. Suddenly, a big black car that said 666 on the license plate flew straight through the windows, and Snap was in it.
Uh-oh.
Last chapter.
Chapter 44.
Wait, it not explained?
No, the last chapter. Other note, well, I have nothing to say, but everyone stop glamming, okay? If any gothic people are reading this, then you rock. Oh my gosh, I still can't wait for the movie. If Tom Fleeton is so hot, I hope Harry will become gothic because my friend told me he is really emo in this book. Oh my freaking gosh, I'm leaving W pretty soon, can't wait. W?
So her fanfiction.net account said she lives in Dubai, which is probably not true.
Two things, all right. One, disown that friend because he's not goth.
He's really angsty in the books, I guess.
And but... two, his name is Tom Felton. Even I know this.
Wait, what did she say?
Tom Fleeton. She was close. This will probably be the last chapter until I come back. I guess she never came back. That's my car, shouted Draco angrily, but suddenly it was revealed who was in the car. It was Snape, but we already knew that. I shall free you, Lupin, but first you must help me kill these idiotic Donderheads. He's gonna be like, okay, I will free you, but first kill these people.
I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'm still in chains.
He said cruelly from the car as it flew circumcising above us. Ebony, darkness, dementia, Raven Way must be killed. Then the Dark Lord shall never die. You freaking prep, yelled Draco. Then he looked at me sadly. I forgot to tell you, Ebony. Snap made me do it with him. I didn't really have sex with him, but he's a ropist. We all put on our clothes quickly, except Satan. Why? We were so scarred, but Satan didn't change. Instead, he changed into a man with green eyes, no nose, a gray robe, and white skin. He had changed into...
Voldemort! I knew who thou were all along. He cackled evilly and sarcastically at me. Now I shall kill thee all! Thunder came into room. No, please don't kill us, pleaded Vampire. Suddenly Willow, Bloody Mary, Diabolo, Ginny, Dracula, Fred and Gorge, Harry, McGonagall. Oh, it's spelled right.
Wait. Fred and Gorge, I thought they were Crab and Goyle in this universe.
They were too.
Dumbledore, Sirius, and Lucian all ran in. What is the meaning of all this? Dumbledore asked all angrily, and Voldemort looked away because Dumbledore is the only wizard he is scared of.
Why is he afraid of this Dumbledore, though? And this also, Dumbledore is such a bad... Like,
if that's the only one he's scared of, and the only person that can kill him is Abobi, why is he scared of him?
Why is he afraid of... Yeah, why is he afraid of Dumbledore, and why... Okay, but no, also, like, Dumbledore in this universe just sucks.
That's true.
So why would you... Who's afraid of him?
Apparently Voldemort is afraid of him.
Does Satan know who that is?
I don't know.
Well, he's
he apparently Voldemort knew who now. Everyone was to begin with, so
he's Voldemort now.
I mean, he can see the future, so maybe he does know what he was going to turn into.
He did a spell and suddenly a broomstick came to him sexy. Voldemort flew above the roof evilly on his broomstick.
Even the broomsticks are sexy.
I guess. Oh my god, Slugborn gasped. Get it, because I'm gothic?
We get it.
The Dark Lord shall kill all of you. Then you must submit to him, Snape ejaculated menacingly. You freaking preppy jerks, Sirius shouted angrily. I know a four-letter word for dirt. Cruciatus, screamed Harry, but the sparks from his wand only hit Draco's car. I don't know. It fell down and Snap quickly crawled out of it and picked up the Sidio camera. Oh my freaking gosh, I cried because the video of me...
Is it Snap or is it Voldemort?
What?
No, Voldemort is above the he's flying evilly above the castle. Oh my freaking gosh, I cried because the video of me in the bathroom, the video of me doing it with Draco, and the video of Satan doing it with... If you kill me, then these videos will be shown to everyone in the skull. Then you can be just like that gothic girl, Paris Hilton.
Is Hedwig not there?
I guess not.
It just says doing it with, and then it cuts to the next paragraph. But didn't she take the video of her in the bath? Didn't she take it out?
Yeah, she did.
When was there a video of her and Draco? Oh, yeah, because Vampire was filming them.
Oh, yeah. How did Snape get it?
I don't know.
No, I screamed. FYI, I have a picture of you doing it with Lupin. What's she talking about? Lupin slurped as he sat in the chains. I saw too. She's going to show everyone the picture, Harry shouted angrily. Shut up, Lumpkin roared. Foolish ignoramuses, yielded Voldemort from his broomstick. Thou shalt all die soon. Okay, fine, do it. You haven't done anything this entire time. Just do it.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna be mad if he kills everybody. Like, just do something.
Please. Think about it again, you freaking muggle poser, Harry yelled. And then he and Diabolo and Neville both took out black guns. But Voldemort took out his own one. You guys are a Latin standoff, I shouted desperately.
A Latin standoff? Not a Mexican standoff?
Echo Neville's wand, cried Voldemort, and suddenly Neville's wand was in his hands. Now I shall kill thee all, and Ebony, you will die! Made lighting came all over the place. Save us, Ebony, Dumbledore cried. I cried sexily. I just wanted to go to the common room and wanted to slip my wrist with my friends while we watched Shark Attack 3 and Saw 2 and do it with Draco, but I knew I had to do something more impotent. Abracadabra! I shooted.
That's the end. That really is.
There's nothing else.
Never updated after that.
That's it. I'm happy that it's over, but I'm sad that it didn't end how I thought it would.
It's been 15 years since she made this. Am I correct?
Something like that. Yeah, 15, 16 years.
I wonder what she thinks of it now.
I don't know if she remembers it. I mean, it's gathered like a cult following on the internet. but it's not incredibly well known outside of like specific circles, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess I'll always wonder whether or not it was a troll, because like, who while they're writing suddenly switches to second person, correctly spells Azerbaijan and Abkhazian, and knows who Tom Bombadil is if they weren't even willing to read the Harry Potter books.
Maybe she watched the movies. No, but
Tom Bombadil wasn't in the movie.
It's a pretty good troll, because remember she made a book with Raven a couple years before that was just as bad.
No, it was
a pretty elaborate troll if it is a troll.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. It's honestly difficult to tell, because I mean, if this was a troll, this was somebody playing the long game, you know?
I mean, they did a good job of it.
We need to read
the other ones she made. No, I refuse. I'm not doing that. I will slip my wrists.
Please?
Okay, I can slip my wrists.
No, that's not what I meant. Dang, well
That's it.
I guess that's everything.
Alright, how long is the video?
That's the end of it. Hit the space bar. So that was it. The ending of My Immortal. It was never finished. One of the purposes of storytelling is to entertain. And despite how terrible this story truly was, I can't say that I wasn't entertained. Would I put all of these hours into reading it again if I was given the chance? In all honesty, I think I'd do it again in a heartbeat, even though I wish I could say I wouldn't. Somehow I found happiness in its tale of terrible misspellings and confusing descriptions of gothic outfits. The fact that you've made it this far tells me maybe you did too. My Immortal is not for everyone. It takes a special type of person to enjoy this story, the type of person who would stop to watch a train wreck or would laugh at unfunny jokes and awful, terribly spelled words, the type of person who probably should be under some kind of like watch or something. And you're one of those people. I hope you find some pride in that. On another note, all the music in this show was of my own. Now that it's finished, I have no further use for it, so if you want to use it in your own projects, or if for some reason you'd like to listen to it without the lovely sound of our voices on top of it, I've made it free to download on SoundCloud. If you do use it, it would be appreciated if you tell others where you found it so that they could discover this wondrous tale as well. Just look up My Immortal and filter it for people. The logo's the same. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this story as much as I have. If you'd like to expose yourself to something more, check out the Twilight fanfiction that is often credited to Tara, Forbidden Fruit, The Temptation of Edward Cullen. That's right, The Temptation. It's every bit as bad as it sounds. On that marvelous suggestion, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Stay gothic, punks, and as always, thanks for listening.